Lesson B. Building Vocabulary. Meaning from Context. Page 194.
In the second half of the 20th century, there was a dramatic increase in the amount of food farmers were able to produce. Thanks to improved farming methods, agricultural output of corn, wheat, and rice increased around 50%. It seemed apparent that scientists could increase production of food as needed. People presumed that there would always be enough food to meet the world's needs. Today, it seems that scientists might have been wrong. In recent years, shortages of important crops such as corn and rice have become the norm. And with these grains in short supply, their prices have been rising. The problem has been particularly serious for people who rely primarily on grain to fill their stomachs. The scope of the problem has been global, affecting consumers in Africa, Asia, Europe, and the Americas. There is not just one explanation for these shortages, but rather several reasons that coincide. One reason for the food shortage is that people are eating more meat and dairy products. Both meat and dairy products require large amounts of grain to produce. Another reason is the use of large quantities of grains to produce fuels instead of food. Water shortages and the growing world population have also contributed to the food problems. There are probably no easy solutions to these problems. It seems very difficult to ask people to fight their natural inclinations to eat meat. A government policy that makes eating meat illegal would likely be very unpopular. However, some experts believe we have no choice but to take action. If we don't, the future may bring us unpleasant scenarios of too little food for the world's people.